When you're cooking, what would you like to use to cover clothes and stuff?
Lynn?
What?
To cover what?
To cover your clothes.
Oh, an apron. I stopped to get it.
Talking about people and describing them. If someone, looked like they were sick, what would you use to describe them?
Say they looked like they were sick or weren't feeling well.
Mm-hmm. You say like he was pale or peaked or anything.
Long.
Like
peaking.
Mm-hmm. How about if someone was
well?
Someone looked like they were in good health. Do you have any words?
Well, I don't know. I just know they look well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would pretty nearly cover it. I could say robust is a good word for somebody that's especially well or full of life.
Mm-hmm. What are some other words you'd use for someone that was like full of life or just
happy? Full of life.
Met someone that was strange, was
peculiar.
Odd.
Oddball.
Someone that was, clumsy or...
I don't know, I think I just say clumsy. Sometimes we used to say clumsy Claude. I don't know whether you've ever heard that expression or not.
Mm-hmm.
I was just clumsy, or somebody that had was all thumbs or clumsy with their hands.
Someone that demanded on having their own way.
Hard-headed. Mule headed.
Someone that wasn't careful of what they were doing.
Well, what you would call that?
Just, didn't pay attention to what they did.
Just say careless, I guess.
What did you used to use on cuts and things like that?
On cuts?
When you were sick, where you could, you get a cut on your butt.
Put a bandage or a band-aid now.
Mm-hmm. What about, medicine? You clean out with alcohol or use?
Well, everybody has their special. Probably put some sort of salve on it. I use carbolated Vaseline. Mr. has something he calls his magic medicine. It's a liquid that's something like iodine that is a disinfectant.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on and then cover it up.
What about an upset stomach or something like that?
Well, I think I'd take a little magnesium, maybe. I never have used Alka-Seltzer.